At that time, Jesus instructed the 12 as follows. Anyone who prefers father or mother to me is not worthy of me. Anyone who prefers son or daughter to me is not worthy of me. Anyone who does not take up his cross and follow me is not worthy of me. Anyone who finds his life will lose it. Anyone who loses his life for my sake will find it. Anyone who welcomes you welcomes me. And those who welcome me welcome the one who sent me. Anyone who welcomes a prophet because he is a prophet will have a prophet's reward. And anyone who welcomes a holy man because he is a holy man will have a holy man's reward. If anyone gives so much as a cup of cold water to one of these little ones because he is a disciple, then I tell you solemnly, he will most certainly not lose his reward.
Verbum Domini.
Anyone who loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. Anyone who loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. Anyone who does not take up their cross and follow in my footsteps is not worthy of me. Onye ọbụla na-ahụ nna maọbụ nne maọbụ nwa ya nwoke maọbụ nwa ya nwanyị n'anya karịa m, etosighị ịbụ onye na-eso ụzọ m. Onye ọbụla na-ebughị obe ya sobe m n'azụ, etosighị ịbụ onye na-eso ụzọ m. Words from the gospel we just heard. Otito diri Jesu. Jesus does not always tell us sweet things, but he always tells us the truth. Sometimes the truth is sweet.
At other times, the truth is bitter. The sweet part of today's gospel is that whatever you do, even so much, given so little as a cup of cold water to a person who is in the service of the Lord, it will not go unrewarded. Onwegi hi main madu, makanonya hana basu zoma, chuku gajiga kugo guaya, kahadoso. It is consoling. And that is the link between the first reading and the gospel. But we can't select which part of the gospel or the Bible to accept and which one not to accept. Once you pick and choose parts of the gospel you'll accept, it is no longer the word of God you are reading, but your own word. So we have to take all together. But this beautiful link between the first reading and the second also needs to some underlining, some explanation, some emphasis. The prophet, Elisha, or Elisha if you prefer, na-agahenuzo ejoru nke Chukwu. He was passing every day or regularly while doing the work of a prophet. One rich woman noticed Chukwu Gozie Umunwanyi. They are very sensitive to the needs of preachers and ministers. One rich woman noticed her and asked him to stay with them and eat. And after that, Elisha would always stop there to rest, to eat. Later, the woman talked to the husband, Ezibunwai. The woman did not presume. She then discussed with the husband, Chukwu Gozie Umunwoke. God bless this man. Because some men, Osiaga, Papa Ike, oh, grandfather, Naga Hete here, Mojikon Trek. Osiaga, Wanya, Genjikurgen, a father. Half of one came mad, Koji went around it. Abugubuku, Mirimbuchi, the father. But the man accepted. Elisha did not ask. The woman noticed it on her own and offered it freely. Offered, first of all, hospitality, simple hospitality of a meal, and then accommodation. And they went extra. They built a penthouse so that the man of God, really, and this time I mean man of God, not these businessmen who call themselves men of God. Man of God was resting there. Another sweet thing here, the woman was not doing this thing for any other reason. She wasn't expecting a reward. She wasn't interested in the person of Elisha. That day, notice where father. For 2 days now. Take time. Anyway, The woman was not interested in anything. And she was not expecting any reward.
Elisha, on his own,
asked, "What can we do for this woman?" And again, Elisha asked his disciple. Sometimes our problems are our advisors, even as priests, even as bishops, as leaders, those you have around you. You ask them for advice, they give you the wrong one. But this servant of Elisha was attentive. "Oga, these people have everything they need, but they have no child. On their own, the woman had Oregonwa." And Elisha promised her child. We know how the story ended. The child Megurongwa, and we know how the woman reacted to that. But that will be for another day. Now, your contribution to the work of God will always be rewarded, but not when you are doing it in order to get reward. Ọ bụrụ na ihe ị na-enye n'onyinye n'ụlọ ụka, na ihe ị na-akwado ndị na-agbasa ozi ọma, bụ ka Chukwu nye gị nwa, mee business gị gagide, maọbụ ma ị nweta ọrụ, maọbụ ma ịlụta ezigbo nwaanyị, maọbụ nweta ezigbo di, ihe ịzụkọ bachwa. Ọ bụ ịnụ Chukwu nke nwere ọnụgụ nke chọrọ. That is business. If the reason for your doing good, supporting the work of God and the church and his ministers, is in order to be rewarded with something you need, you are doing pure business. It is not religion. The Romans and ancient traditions, all religions of the ancients, do ut des. I'm giving you this so that you give me this. Like those who give beggars 100 naira so that they will get business NHS 10,000 naira. Biko, ọ bụrụ na ị mara ogbenye ọba enye 100 naira, ị nwete 10,000, gwa m amụ, ma ndị evuruzọ nye 10,000 ka nwete 1 million. Ashwa. Business. And for many so-called Christians, religion is shameless business, both for those worshiping and for some of the leaders. For many. Elisha freely, unrequested, moved by God, offered to that woman what she needed most. The reward God will give you for your service to him through his ministers may not be what you want, but it will certainly be what you need. And this time, no matter how little, it's not measured by quantity, but by the heart. I can tell you that from what I see at the Cathedraticum every year. Ọ bụghị ihe inyere, na ọ bụ ihe shi gị n'obu fụta ihe kpatara iji nye nye. And Jesus says, anybody who offers such a gift will get the reward that is reserved for the preacher or for the prophet. But know that sometimes that reward is painful. Now let me underline. Offering for the support of the work of God and the church and the ministers must be free. Oh, yeah, be here, she madu no bo fota. One's contributions for the work of God have become a burden to the people, something is wrong somewhere. And again, once a preacher of the word of God, a minister of God, becomes rich through the offering of the people, he is not just a trader, but a thief. Furthermore, Jesus is also assuring all those doing his work. Don't be worried. Uche chelegu. Make ihi jeri. Instruction na Jesu ne nyumazia. Obidorine. Gokpogburihene. Matthew chapter 10 from verse 1. This is the third Sunday that we are reading this. Don't worry about how you will survive. God will always provide for you through his people, and through people you don't even expect will give you anything. The most generous donors to the work of God are people we don't expect, and we may not even know. Simple gifts and simple gestures. I always tell my priests, if as a priest you don't have enough to live on and for charity and the work of God, then examine your own life of prayer and charity. Because if you have faith and trust God completely in prayer, and show that trust by letting what comes to you be used for the word of God, for the work of God and the poor, you will never lack. Religion is faith. It is not business. Here in Nigeria, we have many people who have transformed religion into lucrative business, shamelessly. And some will pretend to be helping the poor because they have made hundreds of millions by manipulating the poor, and they use tens of millions to give back to the poor as in a herd of philanthropists. Jesus warns us against ministers like that. He talks about the scribes who devour the property of widows and orphans, and yet they make a show of religion. That is not what a disciple should do. Luke chapter 20, verse 47. Ohalle kpachara nya o. Nda ajuka atungbere. Nda minister he bu ashwa. Onwere nda buhari imori ibube ha sika he gba kafia. Otito dirijeso. But that is not all. In between this assurance that God will always care for and sustain his ministers, and the assurance that those through whom he sustains them will never lack themselves, there is something that Jesus introduces. And he says, and this one is not just about the ministers, all of us. Even though he was talking to the apostles, he says, anyone who loves father, mother, son, daughter more than me is not worthy of me. This one is simpler and easier to accept than when Luke reports the same message in the Gospel of Luke chapter 14 from verses 26 and 27. He says, "He who wants to follow me but does not first hate his father, his mother, his wife, his sister, his brother is not worthy of me." That one is difficult, very hard to accept. As a matter of fact, there was one philosopher from Ethiopia, Zera Jacob, who lived in the 17th century, the same time as the French philosopher René Descartes. This man advised us to use our reason when worshiping God, because according to him, and he is right, many people say that God told them what God did not tell them. He says, use your reason so that you know really what God said and what he did not say, because God does not contradict himself. And according to him, this statement that we have to hate our fathers, mothers, and sisters, and brothers in order to follow Jesus, he says, that could not have been said by Jesus. Well, of course, he says he was applying reason, critical reason, to faith, and that is right. But we have to know that there is a limit to our own reason, and the extent to which our own reason can go is not the farthest extent that human reason can go. That is, what you don't understand does not mean nobody else understands it. Even if you don't understand the truth about something, others may understand it, and you need help from others, because in our search for truth, we are not searching alone. But this statement to hate father, mothers, son, daughter, brother, sister, some non-Christians use it really to accuse Christianity of being a religion of hatred and violence. But you have to understand what Jesus was saying. Matthew explains it to us here. Christianity is a religion of love. And the hatred here in Luke means don't love anything or person more than you love God. Anybody who loves father, mother, brother, sister, wife, husband, party, career, work, business, more than me is not my disciple. And remember, the person talking is God. Jesus Christ bu person nke bwa ni mi toni mu fudi ngozi onye na ekwu ihe a abugo madon kete chukwu no nwo ye na agwazi anyi ye enweli ye na ehu anyi ji ahu na nya karia ya wa. Don't let anything come between you and me. That is the message. Don't allow anything to come between you and me. And Saint John Chrysostom advises us, don't put anything between you and Christ, because he himself did not put anything between him and you. Ye enweli eje anochigo uzo na mbe Jesu no maka na Jesu enwegi ihe oji tobu uzo na mbe gi na ya no. Before God became man in Christ, our human nature was an obstacle between our relationship and God, between us and God. Maka na anyi bu mmadu, ibu mmadu anyi bu ekwege uso anyi na echuku ma odiri go toshirida. And that was why God became man in Christ. With the incarnation, the barrier between God and man has been removed, especially as Paul says, if you are buried with Christ in baptism and you rise with him, nothing. Ihe ọbụla dịzịkwa n'etiti gị na Jesu bụ gị jiri aka agọta ya. Since you have been buried with Christ in baptism and you have risen with him, any other thing that comes between you and Jesus, you put it there. And today's gospel is telling us, don't let anything come between you and him. Because nothing is worth that. God is talking to you. That this is easier to understand does not mean it is easier to accept. Odgizi. But we have to know also the context where it was said. Ndị Jesu gwara okwu a ghọtara ya well. Maka na nkuzi ndị Juu, oral tradition, ihe a na-akọwa maka iwu Moses. You know the commandment of God says, honor your father and your mother. But the teaching of the Jews in Mishnah will tell you, honor God and the law more than your teacher. But honor your teacher more than your father. Why? Your teacher leads you to God. That is the meaning. So you should honor him, listen to him. When there is a contradiction between the truth he's telling you and what your parents are saying. But we know some teachers can be selfish. Some teachers can be ignorant. Some teachers can be wicked and teach people what is wrong. But Jesus, John chapter 14, verse 6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Mungabu uzo, ezioku nando. Jesus could not have taught anybody what is wrong. Therefore, if you prefer father or mother or friend or country or culture omenala to what Christ has taught you, you are not a Christian. Full final stop. But Jesus said, if you are not with me, you are what? Against me, because he is God. If you are not God, you can't say it. I may not be with you, but I am not against you. That is one thing politicians don't understand. Once you are not supporting their party, they think you are working against their party. You may not be working against their party, but they are not working for any party. You are not with them, but you are not against them. Because these are all partial human organizations. But when it comes to God, you are either with God or with what represents the opposite, evil. So, nothing in between. The only thing that would have separated us from God, St. Paul will ask. Romans chapter 8, what will separate us from the love of God? Chapter 8, verse 35, and he says nothing. Not suffering, not hardship, not friends, not persecution. Nothing can come between us and the love that Jesus has shown us. That's the summary. But in our context today, ihe na separate anyị, ihe na anọbu anyị ụzọ na mbe Jesu do pareka. Money, culture, omenala, na-achọkọ nwa, na-achọkọ ọrụ, na-achọkọ di, na-achọkọ promotion, na-achọkọ nwanyị, na-achọkọ fame, ka a na-ewu. All these things make us turn our back to the light of Christ. No man, Father, I'm not competent, sir, from Father Paulinus on a mag. Oh, Jig de Merum. So now I'm going to make a copy answer from Father Henry. Oh, where are you, Shansa? Oh, Zirum, this morning at breakfast. What is at stake here by our choices? What choice do you make? How do you choose? And he explains, our choices are directed by our values. Values. Kedihi korihe. Kedihe dempa. Nendogo. Obia negoshihi jaha. Medewen gim ihebo. Thank God. If you have never found yourself in a position where you had to choose between Christ and your family, between Christ and your friends, between Christ and your careers. But many Christians have had that choice to make. Ọtụtụ oge bọ na agba akwụbe n'ihu onye otu Kristi neme har ọgabini ihe na asigo har bụ ihe mediteri iwu nke Chukwu ihe mediteri nkuzi Jesu kuzara anyị ole bi ja ha nke ja ha bụ ihe kpọrọ mkpa bi eje ego ihe kpọrọ ihe dego mkpa ni ihe do yi na ndogo bi eje ego shige ihe ja ha. What you call value, what you consider as value, will direct your choice. Let nothing come between you and Christ, because he himself has placed nothing between him and you. What will help you to tie yourself to Christ in such a way that nothing will separate you? If you decide to take up your own cross, because it was the cross that removed that barrier. It was his suffering and death that removed the barrier, definitely, because he died in the body. Sogde, then a man who was gi hozo nweri kike we gine ya, but biko gena monte. Not every suffering is a cross. Obga huli na tabu beu, met obro be no go be Jesu. Ingere manya ngere manya, ngota no ngogo diabetes na high blood pressure. Every day ni no log ni na tahu, but that is not your cross. It is your punishment for your own carelessness. There are things we do that bring untold hardship to us. Our own sins, our own useless choices bring us negative consequences. Don't call that your cross. A cross must be something you accept for the sake of Christ. He says, take up, and you have to take it up. It has to be willingly accepted, consciously accepted. Take it up and follow. And it is, you have to follow me. In Matthew chapter 11, Jesus really tells us, come to me, all you who labor and are overburdened. Verses 29 to 30. And I will give you rest. Take my yoke. Yes, because my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Ijire kaga. Vulirivu jeso ge bogugu. Onyigbogu. Ekele jeso ha. Magana ototeni ma ije kanya patanu nwa insugu. 99% of our problems in Nigeria are caused by us, caused by Nigerians. A large percentage of our problems in our families are caused by us in the family. But there are other things that we did not cause, but we accept them as cross and follow Jesus. For the sake of Jesus, there must be a reason, and the reason must be Christ. My yoke, not just any yoke. My burden, not just any burden. and if you take up your cross willingly and follow him. You know, the problem of Christianity in Nigeria is that we have a Christianity without cross, a Christianity that rejects every cross is not my portion. I reject it in Jesus' name. That is how you reject the route to heaven, in Jesus' name. You reject it. I call it decaffeinated Christianity. Onwere coffee, ine goru, icherina obo coffee, ningria, minwete alertness, meshishie gike, mora blangulega, kingweki roroga mabogame kwanengas. I kiri spoon o coffee, kujuo ye spoon, pokpa pawe, baruma, iti kogiate milk, pangama, urabiagwa. It is in a domain and a bottle, asking about decaffeinated coffee. Yeah, but coffee, nomine caffeine, adagia. It looks like coffee, it smells like coffee, it tastes like coffee, but it is not coffee. Many of us now are in decaffeinated Christians, in a decaffeinated Christianity, Christianity without the cross. I once said that when people talk about Islamizing Nigeria, I say you can't Islamize a Christian community except it has first been de-Christianized. And the present version of Christianity in many parts of Nigeria is de-Christianizing Christianity, because it is preaching a Christianity without the cross. You must take up the cross and follow Christ if you want to be worthy of him. Anyway, let me end with a request. If you won't carry your cross to follow Jesus, please don't become the cross that some other person has to carry in order to follow Jesus. Don't become the cross that some other person has to carry in order to follow Jesus. Because even though Jesus saved us on the cross, he did not go to heaven with that cross. The cross will end in fire. And the person has entered heaven.